You're listening to Run, R-U-N, Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. As pastor of the Smithton Outpouring and the Kansas City Revival, Steve is a leading voice of revival worldwide. Steve shares his life-changing encounters with God, along with biblical teaching that equips you to experience and lead lasting revival. Come, run with Steve and expect God to revive us now.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another Revive Us Now podcast. I am your host, Steve Gray, and I'm just going to make revival simple today as we're talking about how to get revival. I'm going to make it real simple. Now, it's not that simple because we're in the middle of this thing. If we got to get ourselves lined up with God, but if we could do that, it is simple. So I picked a simple scripture from Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Now, there's a promise that goes along with that, which we'll get to, but just that alone, there you go. That's what the problem is. People want to know, why can't we have revival? Why can't we have the outpouring of his spirit? Why don't we see more miracles? Why don't we see more manifestations of his spirit? Well, the answer is right there. We don't put it first. It's not a priority. It's not our first concern. We got other concerns. There's other concerns are coming first before the priority of the kingdom and his righteousness. Simple as that. And people rebel against it. They know it's true, but they don't want to admit it's true, but they know it's true. And then they rebel against that because they don't want to put the kingdom first. And that's what it says. Jesus said, seek the kingdom first. And so there's where you have the battle. And there's where I've had the battle in the ministry and in being a pastor all these years. It's not been a battle to have people believe Jesus is the Savior or that they'll die and go to heaven. You know, if they believe in Jesus, they'll die to go to heaven. That hasn't been a battle, you know. Hadn't even been really a battle where people believe in hell or they don't want to believe in hell or whatever. Hadn't even been a battle. The biggest battle that I've had to fight is that get to people to have people to seek the kingdom first. They don't want to put Jesus first. You know, he talks about that in the book of Revelation. You've lost your first love. Return to your first love for Jesus. And that's where the battle is. It's just people don't want him to be first. They want him. They want to have eternal life. They want to be saved. They want some of the blessings. They just don't want to put him first or his kingdom first, you know. Tithing is a battle because they don't want to take the first of all the received. A tithe is a first off the top. So putting the firsts into your life is what makes this all work so beautiful. And so if you want to have revival, just start first. Start the first, you know, seek the kingdom first and his righteousness. And it's not that hard. Sometimes it collides with something else, but it won't that often. Because our whole family, our kids and grandkids, our whole family has grown up with the word first. And we've always got along well, and our kids have always got to do, you know, everything they needed to do. And it says, if you'll seek the kingdom and righteousness first, then all these things will be added to you. Things will be added to you. You see, because we've been robbed of revival because we're so worried about other things. We're so worried about things that we get robbed of revival because we're running after things. But if we're going to be worried, I don't like the word worry, but if we're going to be worried or we're going to be concerned, you see, we should be concerned that we're going to miss the righteousness of God, or we're going to miss the kingdom. We're going to, you know, we should be worried about, we got to get the kingdom of God rolling in our churches. We got to get it active in our churches. Jesus said, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come near to you. We got to get the kingdom of God near to us. That's what we should be concerned about. We should be concerned about the righteousness. We should be concerned about no glory in the church, no spiritual activity, no presence of God causing the fear of God. In other words, we should be concerned that God has left the building, but we're not. We're concerned with other things. Running after things, and Jesus mentions them here. It's just the simple things of, you know, food and clothing and necessities and all the necessities, material necessities. And he says God knows you need those things. But he says if you'll seek the kingdom of God first, He'll give you those things. A lot of people, they just can't handle that. Their faith just can't handle it. You know, that God would actually give those things if they turn the priority. But that's what it says. But instead, they run after things. Have you ever wondered, you know, you ever heard the word pagan? Who's a pagan? You say, well, I'm not a pagan. I go to church. I'm not a pagan. Well, the definition in this passage of the Bible of a pagan is running after things. Jesus said, the pagans run after things. Well, if you're a thing runner, if you run after things, that's the definition of a pagan. But the people of God are supposed to be running after the kingdom and running after and seeking righteousness. And so what happens is, though, the people of God, they get off of it and they start worrying about things and they get off on things. You remember Mary and Martha, and Mary's at the feet of Jesus and Martha's in the kitchen and she's just worried and she wants Jesus to rebuke Mary, saying, tell Mary to get in here and help me in the kitchen. And Jesus says to her, oh, Martha, Martha, you are worried about many things. He didn't say you're worried about the kitchen or just this one thing. He said, you're worried about many things. And it was robbing her of the greater things. And so many people are robbed of the greater things, and they can't get revival in the churches because they don't know why it won't happen, is because your priority's off of the first. You're rebelling against putting God first, putting Jesus first, the kingdom first, righteousness first. It's not that hard, but you got to do it. You just got to do it. And people just rebel against it. And so a lot of, you know, I remember one time in a service, I was preaching on this, and I could tell, you know, the people were like, back then we had a Sunday morning and a Sunday evening service, and the people were kind of scratching their heads. Yeah, we agree, but yeah, but what does it mean to seek? I want to seek him, but I don't know how to seek God. It's just, I'll do it, but I don't know how. I could tell they're kind of whining and talking, and you know, so the night service came, and I knew that's what they're doing. So I was going to teach them how to seek. So I took a $100 bill and I taped it underneath we had those connecting chairs and no, we had the pews there in that church and the pew. So I taped it under the pew of somebody, you know, some place in the church. And I just got under one of the pews and I just taped a $100 bill underneath the pew. And, So we started and we had church and I started preaching and I started preaching on seeking. And I said, now I don't want, excuse me, I don't want to hear anybody say you don't know how to seek, because you do. I know you think you don't know. I'm not sure how to seek the Lord. I said, I'm going to teach you how to seek and I'm going to show you know how to seek. And I'd say, and by the way, right now, somebody has a $100 bill. There's a $100 bill under one of these pews. First person that finds it gets to keep it. And the lady looked at me, are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. The first person that finds it gets to keep it. So have at it. Guess what? The place exploded, especially the kids, you know, especially the 9, 10, 11-year-old kids, some of the teenagers. Woo! Boy, it exploded. They're everywhere looking at it. Oh, they're all over the floor. And finally, some kid found it. I got it. I found it. I said to them, don't tell me you don't know how to seek. You know how to seek. You just got to want what you're looking for. If you want something bad enough, you know how to seek for it. So we want revival. We want a God service, not a good service. We want a good God service with a priority, a revival priority. We want to seek and go after it. Pursue the kingdom. Yeah. Put it first righteousness, revival first, presence of God first, glory of God first. And then the things that everybody else is running after, because the things aren't bad, but the things everybody else is running after will be given to you. So at the end of all this, those people have things. They're going to have things because they ran after things and they got things. But you're going to have things too. Everybody's got things now. But the difference is you get rewarded for those things, for running after the things of God. So you got things too, but you got to run after the things of God. So you get rewarded in this life with those things, and in the next life for running after the righteousness of God and the kingdom of God. Plus, you get rewarded with the presence and glory of God instead of the emptiness of just, is this all there is running after things and materialism and all that? You get a bunch of benefits that God promises he'll give you. So you can spend your life worrying about things, trying to get things, or you can follow the pattern of Jesus, especially you've been going to church for a while. I know what it's like. You just get stale and dry. Start putting the kingdom first, righteousness first, the love of God first, and put everything else behind that. It'll be an adventure, I can tell you, but God says, I'll start bringing you those things. I'll add to you things. And what are we talking about now? We're talking about material things, and I'll add those to you, and I'll give them to you. And now think about it. How would you like to live? Going after and getting all those things for yourself, or having God give them to you? And you'll have the kingdom of God, you'll have the righteousness of God, and you'll have all those things given to you by God. Plus, you'll get to experience the glorious riches of the power of God in this lifetime, and you can be a participant in the revival, power, outpouring presence of God in this lifetime. Well, it just doesn't get any better than that. If you'll just take this word, it's not that hard. But you got to do it. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things will be given to you by God. Did you get it? I hope you did. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. Push the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, and spread the word on social media. For more episodes and resources, go to reviveusnowpodcast.com. Until next time, keep on running for revival.